Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Suspected Kirk killer formally charged. We have the story.
Hundreds of people gather on the WSU campus for a Kirk vigil. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Suspect arrested after allegedly assaulting a child waiting for her school bus in South Wichita. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. The city of Wichita will apply for a state grant in hopes of funding a new project at a city landmark. We'll tell you where the project would be coming up.
The suspect in the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk made his first court appearance after being charged with 7 counts, including murder.
Judge Tony Graff reading Tyler Robinson the charges filed against him, which include aggravated murder, telling him he'd be given a court-appointed attorney.
Mr. Robinson, at this time, you will remain in custody without bail.
Robinson appearing virtually, Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray alleging aggravating factors that the 22-year-old targeted Charlie Kirk based on Kirk's political expression and knowingly shot and killed the conservative activist while children were present. Gray seeking the death penalty.
I do not take this decision lightly, and it is a decision I have made independently.
Robinson's next hearing is set for September 29th. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
People gathered last night in the courtyard outside the Rattigan Student Center at Wichita State University for a vigil remembering Kirk. There was music, several speakers, including students from the local Turning Point USA and religious leaders. They said they came to pay their respects to Kirk and remember his legacy.
Police say a young girl was sexually assaulted while waiting for her school bus in South Wichita.
It happened just before 6 Monday morning in the 1500 block of South Kansas near Harry and Hydraulic. Police say the girl was at her bus stop when a 34-year-old man that she didn't know got her to get into his vehicle where the assault took place. The man was quickly taken into custody. He's accused of multiple charges, including kidnapping and aggravated indecent liberties with a child. Bond was set at $500,000. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The city of Wichita will apply for a state grant, and that would fund enhancements to Botanica.
The $7.295 million grant from the Kansas Water Office Water Projects Grant Fund would help pay for a water reclamation and education project at Botanica. Lindsay Banaka, the city's director of arts and cultural services, said if the city is awarded the grant, the project could get started soon.
The application is due at the end of this month. It's 2026 funding. They haven't listed a date of notification, but we should find out by end of this year, so projects can begin in 2026.
Next, the council selected PMAM Corporation to manage the city's false alarm ordinance requirements. The contract is valid for 1 year with the option to renew for 4 one-year terms. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The 5 largest counties in Kansas say they're not getting enough support from the state in operating local license tag offices. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News the Big 5 counties met in Wichita last Friday.
The big topic of conversation was the tag office. The tag office functions, these are functions from the state, to where we administer on through the local government through our Sedgwick County Treasurer's Office. This is an elected treasurer, but this is state functions that we are mandated to perform on the local level, but we're not getting the support that we need, to be quite frank.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
President Trump receiving a royal welcome from the King of the United Kingdom.
The President and First Lady arrive at Windsor Castle this morning to kick off a state visit with King Charles III. The first couple will also lay a wreath at the tomb of Queen Elizabeth II at St. George's Chapel before a musical performance and a state banquet. This is the second state visit President Trump has made to the UK, first invited by Queen Elizabeth during his first term. Tomorrow, the president will spend the day with Prime Minister Keir Starmer, with a focus on cementing a trade deal and expanding private partnerships. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We have a good Wichita baseball birthday today. We'll talk about coming up in sports.
And the Federal Reserve delivers its decision on interest rates today. More news coming up on KNSS. KNSS News time now, 7:07. 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. The Oklahoma Supreme Court temporarily put on hold proposed new social studies standards for K-12 public school students that include conspiracy theories about the 2020 election. The state's high court issued a temporary stay Monday while a lawsuit filed by a group of parents and educators challenging the new standards is being litigated. The court's order directs the State Department of Education to keep the previous social studies standards in place while the case is being decided.
The Federal Reserve delivers its decision on interest rates today.
It's widely expected that the central bank will lower interest rates for the first time this year and will slash its benchmark funds rate by a quarter point to a range of 4 to 4.25%. The decision comes as recent job reports signaled a weakening labor market while inflation still remains elevated. The Fed made its first reduction to interest rates in September of 2024, kicking off the current easing cycle with a hefty half a point move and lowering rates from their highest level in more than 23 years. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Once again, President Trump extends the time limit to decide if TikTok will remain accessible in the U.S.
For the fourth time, the deadline to keep TikTok available in the U.S. has been pushed back, this time to December 16th. But this extension is in the shadow of a deal which President Trump announced before leaving for the U.K.
I've reached a deal with China. I'm going to speak to President Xi on Friday to confirm everything up. We made a very good trade deal, and I hope good for both countries.
A key requirement in the deal has always been getting the social media app under U.S. ownership. The president said announcements of who may be in line to buy TikTok will come soon. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A new report says fatal traffic deaths in the United States are down.
The report, issued by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, states that the amount of people killed in car accidents fell over 8% in the first half of this year, decreasing from more than 18,600 in 2024 to just over 17,000 this year. That's the lowest rate for the first 6 months of the year since 2014. The numbers mark a downturn following big jumps during the pandemic. Due to the less crowded roads during COVID, many drivers increased their speed as they felt police were less likely to give out tickets. That led to a nearly 11% jump in traffic deaths in 2021 to more than 43,000, the highest number in more than 40 years. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Now, as some rain moved through the Wichita area just a little bit ago, it didn't really seem to drop much on us, so we don't really have any wet roadways here in the Wichita area that you can see on those traffic cameras out there. What you can see on the traffic cameras is some pretty heavy traffic at the moment. We also have an abandoned vehicle. This is southbound on I-235, and it's right around K-42. Of course, some road construction going on right there in that area around K-42 as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the Storm Team 12 forecast with Chief Meteorologist Ross Jensen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, happy hump day to you, Steve and Ted. We've got some rain showers and thunderstorms out there this morning. It is very, very spotty, though, right now in and around Wichita. In fact, just starting to see the leading edge of some of these spotty showers pop up now into parts of Butler County. It's the kind of rain where you might hit a sprinkle or two. You might think about turning on your windshield wiper a time or two, and then you'll turn it back off. There is some heavier rain showing up just to the northwest of Hutchinson. It's part of a line that's going to be moving closer to the air capital here throughout the morning. So I do look for the rain to start picking up a bit more in the next couple of hours. We're not going to have severe thunderstorms today, but we will have some pockets of heavier downpours from time to time. And it's going to be about 10 degrees cooler than yesterday. looking at a high of 83 degrees with light winds throughout the day. And a chance for some scattered thunderstorms will continue this evening and into the overnight as we cool down to 66. We do have another opportunity for some rain on the way for Thursday, and an even cooler day coming tomorrow with 75 our high Thursday afternoon. Friday is a day that we'll get back to some sunshine. Should be looking at 79 degrees to start the weekend. And then another system coming in over the weekend will bring yet another chance Saturday evening for some scattered thunderstorms to parts of South Central Kansas. It's probably not going to be all that cool as we go through Saturday and Sunday. Highs are likely going to remain in the lower 80s. And just kind of glancing into next week, a brief cool down for a couple of days and then warming right back up. I still see a lot of summer between now and the end of this month, so we're going to hold on to that for a little while longer before early October shows signs of turning much cooler for the area. 71 right now in Wichita. We've got a cloudy start to the day. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
That's a large area of showers to the west of and north of here, moving north and northeast, right?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, if you get into some of that out there toward the, well, it's west of Hutchinson and up toward McPherson and Salina, it's a pretty heavy downpour. Some of those locations are going to get a half to one inch out of this. And I think Wichita has a reasonable chance of getting at least a half of an inch of rain over the next couple of days. So if you just maybe put some fertilizer on the grass or did an overseed, I did some of that over the weekend. This is some free water for your lawns and gardens.
Officials are looking at the fair attendance in Hutchinson this year at just over 300,784. I'm surprised they got that many with the condition that parking was in up there.
Yeah, and I was too. I mean, I think some of their best years are when they get over 300,000. So yeah. I was really concerned that so much heavy rain that we might see that number drop even more than that. But they seem to be okay with it, and I think we have to be considering just how much rain fell during the fair.
You bet.
Are there any more 8x10s of May the Weather Dog, or do they all get taken?
They all get destroyed.
We are fresh out of those. So hopefully by the time the next year's fair comes around, we'll have stockpiled again. But yep, they're a hot commodity, and now we're fresh out of them.
Yeah, my sister says, I want one. I said, well, you should have gone up to the fair, because I think they pretty much run out.
Yeah, we do, and I don't even have enough to carry with me on a regular basis to hand out to people. But you'll have to wait until 2026.
All right, we'll be patient. Thank you, sir. That is the Storm Team 12 forecast with Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Steve at 10 of the morning here on KNSS, 7:14 on this Wednesday morning. It was on this date 53 years ago, 1972. MASH premiered on CBS. Ran for 11 seasons. I had seen the movie. My wife and I went to see the movie MASH. It was a huge hit movie. It is dark. I mean, it's funny in a way, but it's also very dark.
Mm-hmm.
But the television show took it a little lighter with Alan Alda and those guys.
Although they were capable of
they'd go deep
drama
sometimes.
At times. Yeah. But boy, what a funny show. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Of course, I remember that episode, Dreams. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that one was haunting.
Yeah, the writing on that show was just top-notch.
Yep.
And the characters were finely honed. They were funny.
Patrick Mahomes is 30 today, having a birthday. That's right. The Kansas City Chiefs quarterback since becoming the Chiefs starting quarterback in 2018, he's been there that long, Ted? Whoa. He has led the team to 7 consecutive AFC Championship mm-hmm. game appearances and 5 Super Bowl appearances, winning 3. Got 3 of the big rings.
The elite start to his career.
Good start.
Now he's not in his 20s anymore.
He's hitting that middle age there at the age of 30. How about that? Patrick Mahomes, happy birthday. Is your teenager's new favorite phrase, clocked it. Google says searches for it just hit an all-time high. It means, what do you think? To notice something and make a mental note, you clocked it. But kids are using it in a much broader way than their parents would. That's what it says here anyway. A TikTok mom explained the different ways she's seen it used. They might say, your nails look nice, clocked it. Or they might hear some juicy gossip and say, clocked that T.
Okay, I don't understand anything saying right now.
I don't know. It's for teenagers.
I have no idea.
Well, it's for people who have, it's teenagers for kids. And you don't understand anything about teenagers.
Nope, I do not.
And even parents don't ever understand anything about teenagers. They are a mess, most of them. Nah, most of them are good kids. They just, they have their way of communicating, and we have ours. There you go.
There you go.
7:17, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward.
Yeah, we had Major League Baseball action last night up in Kansas City. The Royals, after a day off, starting a homestand, bringing in a super hot team. The first place Seattle Mariners, a team on a 9-game winning streak coming in. Could the Royals keep up? The action last night, you heard it on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
The Mariners scored in each of the first five innings on their way to a 12-5 win over the Royals. The victory was the 10th straight for Seattle, the fifth time that's been done in franchise history. Multiple home runs were a big feature last night. Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh hit two. He broke Mickey Mantle's 1961 home run record for switch hitters. Dominic Canzone, a three-homer game for Seattle. Royals rookie catcher Carter Jensen hit his first two big league homers last night.
All right, so the Mariners win it 12-5. That's a 10-game winning streak now for Seattle. Meanwhile, the Royals have dropped seven of their last nine to fall below 500 on the season at 75-76. Only 11 games to go. The Royals and the Mariners again tonight up in Kansas City. Live coverage at 6:30 this evening, and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Let's go to college volleyball action last night at Koch Arena. Supercharged atmosphere for two in-state rivals. 2,700 fans at the match. Wichita State hosting 17th-ranked Kansas. Both teams with winning streaks coming in. The first set was quite fun. The Shockers twice had set point but couldn't get that final point. KU won at 28-26 in the first set and had it more easy in the second and third sets for the sweep. KU sweeping the Shockers 3-0. KU has won 4 in a row, all of them sweeps. Pretty much see why they're ranked 17th in the nation. They picked up their 7th win of the season. Shocks dropped to 6-3 on the season. 4 match winning streaks snapped for the Shocks. In a fun match last night, a lot of fans on hand at Koch Arena for some elite volleyball action. Let's go back to baseball and check in with former Wichita State Shocker Luke Ritter, who is in AAA with the New York Mets. Last night, starting in third base, hitting his 10th home run of the season. Luke Ritter now has 96 home runs in the minor leagues, 499 hits in the minor leagues. And still, the Mets have never called him up.
Wow. Yeah.
Luke Ritter, still toiling in AAA with the New York Mets, did have a home run last night. College women's soccer on the west side of town today, if you want to check it out. Right across the street from each other. You got Friends University women's soccer hosting Southwestern at 7:30. Friends women are 1-0 on home pitch this season. And right across the street, the Newman women's soccer team, also 1-0 at home this season. Newman hosting undefeated Northwestern Oklahoma State. That'll be at 7 o'clock for women's soccer action on the west side. And big baseball birthday today to a guy that pitched here. Former Wichita Arrows relief pitcher John Franco is 65 years old today. Pitched for the Arrows in 1984. And John Franco was the last member of the AAA Wichita Arrows to play in the major leagues. Played 21 seasons in the bigs, mostly for the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Pitched in 1,119 games, a National League record. Fourth most in big league history.
Wow.
424 saves, second most all time when he retired. Still in the top six all time. Most saves ever by a left-handed pitcher. He's in the New York Mets Hall of Fame. 90 career wins. Nearly 1,000 strikeouts, a lifetime 2.89 earned run average, four-time All-Star. In 2011, he had his first and only year on the Hall of Fame ballot. He only got 4.6% of the vote. You have to have 5% to keep your name on the ballot. So he was dropped, removed from the ballot. Had he gotten just 3 more votes, he would have stayed and maybe over the years gotten some momentum, which happens a lot. But he's not on the ballot. His name's not on the ballot, so you can't get... I question why he's not. You put up those numbers, and he's one of the greats of all time.
Pretty good numbers.
But he's not even on the Hall of Fame ballot. The Veterans Committee will have to see if they can tackle his numbers still in future years. All right, former Wichita Arrows relief pitcher John Franco. It's his birthday. He is 65 today. That's sports brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, celebrating National Pepperoni Pizza Day, coming up on Saturday, September 20th. It's 9:20. With $9.20 pepperoni pizza. Pepperoni pizza. Or WBC's famous pepperoni rolls. Enjoy National Pepperoni Pizza Day at WBC on 9:20. with $9.20 specials coming up on Saturday. That's Wichita Brewing Company, pepperoni pizzas, and beer made here.
722 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. Another food distributor is issued a food-related recall concerning a product that you may have picked up at Target. That's coming up. House Call for Health with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Wednesday morning. A student has been expelled after being caught on video acting out Charlie Kirk's assassination at a Texas State University vigil.
Video shows the man hitting his neck and pretending he was shot during the memorial at the university's San Marcos campus. He's then seen standing in front of a statue, saying his name is Charlie Kirk, and then falling to the ground, mocking Kirk's death. Texas Governor Greg Abbott calling for his expulsion, the university quickly complying with that request. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The Wichita City Council approving finalizing designs for three public art projects around the city, currently about 30% completion.
The first project includes improvements under construction along the west bank of the Arkansas River between Douglas and Maple. The total project cost is $12.7 million, including $700,000 for the artwork. Improvements to the Redbud Trail in northeast Wichita from Woodlawn to K96 will include a 12-foot-wide pedestrian bridge over Rock Road. The $12.1 million price tag includes $300,000 for the artwork on the bridge. The city has received $4.4 million in federal funding. Construction should begin next year for a gateway to Delano and artwork along Douglas. The budget totals nearly $11.9 million, including $400,000 in artwork. The city received $3.9 million in federal funding for this project. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
More juveniles in Kansas detention facilities will not have access to mental health and addiction treatment, thanks to a $1.4 million grant. Kate Leniva, with the Substance Abuse Center, Seventh Direction, says the funding will help provide positive treatment.
We connect with our clients, we show them respect, we get in their shoes, right, and I feel like they understand that they're not alone. But through that constant, repetitious approach, and building the encouragement, building the support tools and systems in place, letting them know that it's all possible.
Officials say about 85% of juveniles taken into custody this year in Sedgwick County were tested, and it was determined they did need treatment for mental health or substance abuse.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News county license tag offices are not getting the support they need from the Kansas legislature. Officials from the five largest Kansas counties met in Wichita last week, and Beatty says the tag offices are under state authority, but they are run by county treasurers.
$30 for a title, 70 cents of that goes to Sedgwick County government to administer the title work. The rest goes to the state. So we're underfunded. The resources aren't there. The whole system is archaic. You can't do these things online. You have to go. You're out on 30 days now for an appointment.
Ryan Beatty commenting during his weekly appearance with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Two brothers plead guilty to charges for the death of a North Carolina sheriff's deputy 3 years ago.
Wake County Sheriff's Deputy Ned Byrd was shot and killed after approaching a pickup truck late at night in a rural area in August 2022. Dash cam video shows Byrd got out of his vehicle and was shot multiple times seconds later. Mexican nationals Alder Marin Sotelo and Arturo Marin Sotelo were arrested days later. Alder Marin Sotelo pleaded guilty to first-degree murder on Tuesday. His brother pleaded guilty to being an accessory. Byrd's sister, Megan Perkins, gave a tearful victim impact statement prior to their sentencing.
Who are you to take the kindest person you would have ever met?
Alder Marin Sotelo was sentenced to life in prison without parole, while his brother got 8 to 10 years in prison. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Showers and storms are likely, especially this morning and then once again this evening. We may get a break this afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies and a high of 83. Couple of storms this evening, they could be strong. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, overnight low 63. Mostly cloudy skies on Thursday, a chance of afternoon showers and storms, high 75. Partly cloudy, warmer Friday, high 80. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a cloudy sky, west wind gusting to 22 miles per hour. 68 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330. KNSS. Jed, we got something going in traffic right now.
That's right. We had the same thing happen about the same time yesterday. We've now got a crash. It's eastbound on Kellogg, and it's east of Seneca. So it's right there approaching that road construction there at the Central Business District. We've got a traffic accident there now. The backup already goes all the way back past West Street at the moment. So, yeah, things moving very slowly there. And actually, if you're trying the detour at that intersection at Lincoln and Washington, starting to see some pretty heavy traffic right there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
7:35 now, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. This is the 17th day of September. Yesterday's high temperature in Wichita, 91 degrees, plenty warm, normal high 83. And there you go, Ted. See a little rain in the forecast and then going about all around us today. Spotty showers. City of Wichita has selected an outside firm to create a new master plan for the city's park system. RDG Planning and Design was selected to complete the study, which is expected to take around a year. It'll cost the city just over $301,000. City says the plan will aid in aligning investments with community needs, maximizing park land utilization, delivering exceptional recreational services, creating a feasible strategic roadmap, and implementing sustainable investment strategies.
Ah, I should have gone into consulting.
Yeah. Last master plan update for park and recreation was completed in 2016. So, yeah, it's been almost 10 years. We need another master plan.
Apparently we do.
Okay.
You know, Ted, that's not a bad business idea. You, Steve, and I just get into undercutting every consulting gig that the city has. Say, oh, $30,000? We'll do it for $15. Exactly. We'll tell you what to do for $15.
I bet you we could do it.
Yeah.
Sure we could.
Give us a time. We'll write something up for you. Yeah. You'll love it.
And it won't take a year. We'll do it.
Won't take long.
We'll do it half the price and half the time.
Exactly.
We can do it in 5 days. Right? Get her done. Okay. It's Constitution and Citizenship Day. Ted and I have been talking about that a little bit here this morning with Steve and Ted. The Constitution of the U.S. is a supreme law of the United States of America. It superseded the Articles of Confederation,
which was, the nation's document.
First Constitution.
At best.
And that happened in March of 1789. Originally, seven articles, the Constitution defined the foundational structure of the federal government. You had to have a document that says, here's what we're going to do. You couldn't just say, all right, here's some loosely idea. Okay, we'll do this.
Got to have a plan.
Yeah. Got to put it in writing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
Which we did.
The drafting of the Constitution by many of the nation's founding fathers, often referred to as its framing, was completed in Constitutional Convention, which assembled at Independence Hall in Philadelphia between May 25th and September 17th. That's today's date, 1787. Influenced by common law and the Enlightenment liberalism of philosophers like John Locke and others. There you go. So have you ever been to the Constitution, Independence Hall?
I've never been to Philadelphia.
I was there as a young teenager. It's been so many years ago. I vaguely remember Independence Hall. We go through Philadelphia. We were visiting some friends near there who lived near there. And we did go to Independence Hall. And I don't remember it much except that it was not very big. You know, I thought, well, this is going to be like a huge place. It wasn't very big at all. But in those days, you got together in small places, and there you go. They did some great work. Since the Constitution became operational in 1789, it's been amended 27 times. The first 10 amendments, known collectively as the Bill of Rights, offer specific protections of individual liberty and justice and place restrictions on the powers of government within the U.S. states. So, the Constitution. We're celebrating the Constitution today. So Have I ever read? I don't know that I've ever read the entire Constitution. Most people have it, I guess. You know, I was talking to, somebody the other day. I can't remember. Oh, I know who it was. I talked with Adam Smith. We did the interview with Adam Smith from Exploration Place.
Yes.
And of course, he is back. He's from Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me, it was part of our show. He was explaining, I asked him about how he liked America anyway. He said he came to America with the idea, I would come over here and make some big money and take advantage of this. And he said, he just fell in love with the country. And this was,
How about that?
10, 15 years ago anyway. It has taken him that long, but he finally got his citizenship. He went ahead and did it. And he says, have you ever seen that? He says, it's not easy. The test they give you is not easy. I've heard that. I've never taken it, but I've heard it's pretty tough. It's a tough test. But if you want it, he's become a citizen, and this is his place.
How about
now.
That?
So there's one person who came from other places, and you know, it's the United States.
Well, most of us have ancestry that traces back to people that are from other places.
Absolutely, absolutely. Some of my forebears came from Indiana. There's a wild place. Before that, I'm sure from over there in the UK and in Scotland and so forth. But the thing is, my son, as you know, Scott's retired from the Air Force, and he deployed. He was one of these guys. He thought his strategy was, I'm going to deploy everywhere they went and sent me.
Yeah, he was,
and I'm going to climb that ladder
all over the globe,
and I'm going to be, you know. But he found out after he hit the bump at Colonel. He made major, but he hit the bump at Colonel and found out that. The guys, he looked around, he said, the guys making Colonel and above all played a lot of golf.
Mm-hmm.
And did a lot of
networking. Yeah.
Schmoozing.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of soured him on the whole thing. But no, he retired. He's retired military. Proud of his service, and we are too. But he says, he'll always say, you know, we'll get in these discussions about how people are misbehaving, especially politicians. And he gets very disgusted with certain things. But, you know, he says, the people of this country just said, Dad, they just don't realize what we have.
Yeah, we don't realize it.
He says, I've been in some real, how can I say it? Bad places. It's terrible, terrible countries. They're misgoverned. Their people are poor. They're mistreated. He says, this country is like heaven compared to some of them. So there you go. We don't appreciate it sometimes, but today is Constitution Day and we are celebrating today. 7:41, coming up, a coffee shop is expanding in Wichita. Kirk Semenoff, Wichita Business Journal update on the way, with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS, 7:45 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
President Trump receives a royal welcome in the UK.
Two.
Hundreds gather for Charlie Kirk vigil on the WSU campus.
One.
Alleged Charlie Kirk shooter faces 7 counts, including murder. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a traffic slowdown due to some road construction and a traffic accident. This is eastbound on Kellogg, approaching the Central Business District. Right now, that slowdown and backup goes all the way back to I-235. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly cloudy with a 40% chance for rain today and a high of 86 degrees. Already having some spotty showers around the Wichita area. A lot of rain to the north and to the west of here, all moving to the east-northeast. 50% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 65. Then on Thursday, cooler. 60% chance for rain tomorrow and a high of 76 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, west wind gusting to 22 miles per hour, 68 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Let's take a look at what happened on Wall Street yesterday.
stocks pulling back from record highs and ending lower in choppy trading. Investors remain cautious as the Fed kicks off its two-day policy meeting with a decision on interest rates delivered Wednesday afternoon. It's widely expected that the central bank will cut rates 25 basis points for the first time this year. And President Trump extending the deadline for the social media app TikTok to shut down to December 16th. The Dow winners, Amazon, Apple, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, United Health, Microsoft, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 126 points, the Nasdaq lower by 15, S&P 500 down 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The coffee shop is expanding in Wichita. It's time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. That coffee shop bills itself as having 20,000 drink options and has plans for a fifth Wichita store. Seven Brew franchisee Connor Johnson tells the Business Journal his 7B Kansas LLC will build a location at the site of the old IHOP at 3505 North Rock Road in front of Sam's and Planet Fitness. Johnson has another Seven Brew brewing in Derby in addition to four current Wichita locations. Wichita's Galloway & Company is the architect, and Haven's National Modular Manufacturing is constructing the prefabricated building that will be set down once the old IHOP is torn down and hauled away. Or pancaked, I guess you might say. Two Wichita developers have plans for 60 workforce housing units on a long empty parcel of land near 13th and West Street. Enclave West will be the name of the project from Bo Hudson and Justin Cook, who are working with Sharp Homes. That's Wichita's largest home builder, and Cook's own Capstone Construction. Work is expected to begin next spring or next summer, with completion in the spring of 27. Workforce housing are options for middle-income families who earn too much for subsidized housing but not enough for market-rate housing. The land has been vacant over 30 years, with the exception of a McDonald's at the intersection of 13th and West. Dylan's Quick Trip and Cake TV will be neighbors to the development. And a key administrator in a Wichita suburb has submitted his resignation. Valley Center City Administrator Brent Clark is leaving the job late next month to become a civil client service manager with Short Elliott Hendrickson, a Minnesota-based consulting firm that works in engineering, architecture, environmental science, and planning. SEH has had a Wichita office since 2022. Clark has been involved in several civic and commercial projects in Valley Center, including the city's $19 million recreation and aquatic center, residential developments, and a recent proposal to turn an empty half acre of property downtown into mixed-use commercial development. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Look, I'm trying to envision where that piece of ground is you're talking about at 13th and West. That would be on the northwest corner of that intersection, right?
You are correct, sir. That would be directly west of the Dillons there on the northeast corner of 13th and West. Yeah.
Okay. Northeast corner. Oh, so it's near Dillons. I'm still not clear on where.
Yeah, it's across the street just west of the Dillons, yeah.
To west of the
Dillons. Right behind the McDonald's there.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, that's it. It's been empty for a long time. There used to be a,
yeah.
I think there was a Sambo's restaurant there for a time. And there's a little liquor store over there. That's my neighborhood. I know that pretty well. All right, so they're going to develop that little piece of ground over there, huh?
Yes, they will. Okay. 60 housing units.
60. Going to have to squeeze them in there. That's not that big, I don't think. So how would you, as a business reporter, how important is this interest rate thing? I know that President Trump's been trying to get the Fed to lower it for a long time, but then the danger is they don't want to reignite inflation, correct?
That's correct. But the folks we've talked to, especially in commercial real estate and residential real estate, are saying one drop is just a start. You need long-term stability, and I think they see a first drop as a good sign, but I don't think you'll see a lot of sales going on just because of that one drop. I think they want to see long-term consistency.
All right. Thank you. The Business Journal update brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. Kirk, today is National Professional House Cleaners Day. On this day, we celebrate professional cleaners for the adept service they provide to us in creating healthier environments and homes. Of course, I'm sure Ted has a full-time house cleaner there at the, regular professional cleaning improves air quality and creates a serene environment that boosts productivity. Did you know that? I bet you didn't know that, but
Yeah. I did know that.
It's just taking out the trash. There's a lot more to it. We are in this, the basement, the ground floor, the subfloor of a large building. About, what, five floors, Ted? The old Pizza Hut World Headquarters.
It's a big building.
And when I come in overnight, very early in the day, the house cleaning crew is a lot of times here.
Mm-hmm.
And I run into them. Well, the crew, it started out several years ago, there was two women.
Yes.
Well, that got too expensive, so now they're down to one.
Ooh.
And I think she does, frankly, about half of this entire area down here, not only our area, but down the hall and around these other places, too. And I got to tell you, she does a great job. I mean, nobody's ever said anything to her. I don't speak the same language. I look at her and say hi. But she does a great job. She dusts everything down, and she vacuums, and the restroom's here. The men's room is always clean. Always clean. So I got to salute her. I don't know what her name is. Several years ago, this is a personal note, several years ago, I did leave an envelope. I gave her an envelope at Christmas time with a $10 bill in it. And I don't think anybody had ever given her a tip before, but her eyes lit up. Boy, and she didn't even know what was in there, but she loved it. So anyway, these are people who do enough this stuff. They're out at night all night long doing this stuff in your houses, cleaning buildings. We salute you today on National Professional House Cleaners Day. I presume, Kirk, with the kind of money you make, you probably got at least a couple of people domestics working around the house, keeping the thing clean, right?
I've lost count whether it's five or six people who come to the house and clean. Life is just too busy, Steve.
You probably don't even know their names. They're just
the valet, the footman, the upstairs maid, the downstairs maid.
Yeah. Well, there's four right
there's
there.
There's four. Yeah.
Yeah, you probably got somebody for the yard. There's five, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got a gardener.
Yeah.
It's nice to have that kind of money. And I, the other day when you pulled up at that restaurant to have lunch with us, that limousine was spotless. I don't know how you do that.
All right. He took a little bit too long to open the door for me. He's a little slow.
You gave Rollo a hard piece of your mind. Oh, that's good.
I did.
All right, Kirk. Thank you, sir. The Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Semenoff. We'll have him in an hour from now again this morning. Hey, stay with Steve and Ted. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, we have a lot of great information planned for you today. Kirk's alleged killer appears in court. We'll tell you about that. Ted has sports on the way.
And we'll take a look at a big crowd for volleyball fun at Coke Arena last night for an in-state rivalry. So we'll touch on that coming up in sports.
Plus, you've got entertainment news. The Blur's coming up, too.
Yeah, another big entertainment episode of The Blur coming up at 8:35 this morning.
And we have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.